You mentioned because of Lancaster leaving, and yet his demands on the program were kind of leaning that way, and yet here you are through the years to where it is a 12-month program. Is that something that you feel you kind of set, or did the program itself, because of its success, really demand that of the kids, because that's what the kids wanted?
Yeah, that's a great question. One thing I can say is watching Coach Lancaster come here and establishing his program and his protocol, I learned more from that guy in the first 2 years than anyone I've ever worked for. He gets more out of his time. He gets more out of his players. He gets more out of his coaches than anybody I've ever seen. And I found out really early that if you're going to beat Coach Lancaster, you're going to have to work really hard. You know, I mean, that's just the bottom line. When you that sweat equity that the kids put in, it's hard to overcome. So Coach Lancaster came in, and he raised the bar big. You know, we couldn't beat Midwest City in 92,
right?
But 93 we did. And I thought that, you know, that single-handedly raised the level of football for everyone, and I would credit him. You know, we still use some of the same practice schedules, some of the same practice formats, all those things, because he was a little bit before his time. I think we carried that over, you know, when I took over in 96. And I think we not only used everything we learned from Coach Lancaster, but we also implemented, I thought, more team development, leadership development, spiritual development. As we would say in coaching speak, we worked on that emotional conduit. We all want them to know their plays in their mind, but we want to win their heart over. We want it to be their home. And I think that's maybe what we did to take it to another level.
One of the improvements after you had that four-year run where you lost to Union in the finals, I know you would go back and try to learn or to at least look at things differently on how you could get back on top. And one was probably Jordan Johnson, the hiring of Jordan Johnson as your strength and conditioning coach,
full-time coach. And you know, for not just obvious reasons. I mean, obviously he's nationally certified. He coached in the Big 12. He coached in the SEC. I mean, just a ridiculous amount of experience and cutting edge technology and stuff. But that's not really what made the biggest difference. Having a guy that can look at the athletes separate and apart from their playing time on the field and relate to those kids. You know, when Coach Trimble has to coach them hard on the field and then walk in the weight room and do the same thing again, they get tired of that. I mean, and they should. So having another, you know, card in your deck that can help you develop that spiritual nature, can help you develop that emotional nature of the kids, it's changed everything.
Yeah. Because he really, after the season and during the off months, he really becomes, in essence, the head coach of the program, doesn't he?
Well, he is, because, you know, there are many times in the summer we can't visit with him and things like that. But, you know, Jordan is so good because he's so experienced. If he sees a young lineman that's just getting demolished by his coach in practice, or he's having a bad day and, you know, he's not winning many battles and he's ready to throw his helmet down and go home and tell mom how hard it is, Jordan's smart enough to go over and approach the kid before he goes home and say, hey, listen, we'll have better days. This is what we need to do to improve what happened. And, you know, he's a good teacher, so it really helps to have that guy in your corner.
Speaking of him and certainly other coaches, if you talk to the coaches over the years, they'll say the best attribute that Alan Trimble has, one of the best, is that he lets us coach our players. And certainly that goes hand in hand with this program and how good this program has been, plus the program players. We've mentioned a lot of great players in the last several minutes.
Yeah.
But what got you, or what helped you earn 13 state championships, I think, are also the program players, the kids that grew up in this program that didn't get the notoriety, but yet it meant as much to them as probably anybody.
Yeah, and I wish, you know, we could take the time to list those guys. I mean, just to pop off a few of them. Kerwin Vanfield, the greatest running back that no one remembers, right? Scotty McCoy. You could just go down the list of so many kids Austin Casillas, you know, those guys that give their life to the program. And when they go out there, it just means so blooming much to them. You can't beat them, you know. But having, you know, as a younger coach working for, let's see, I think I've had three different coaching bosses in football. You learn so much what you would want to do, and then you learn so much what you would not want to do. And I always just felt like there were certain situations where, you know, structure and guidance is needed with your employees. But you want to hire guys that, want responsibility. You want to hire guys that want to be the next head coach at Jinx. You want to hire guys that want to be great mentors to kids. And when you get those guys, basically, you just fan their fire. You just throw some logs on their fire and let them go. And that's kind of just always been my philosophy. I can't tell you how many head coaches and former head coaches I've worked with, but it never bothered me to hire those guys. I mean, the better guys you get, the better I look, right?
Right.
And that's just kind of how we do it. You hire some young guys that are aspiring, smart, hardworking, give them a few parameters, teach them what to do, and the next thing you know, it reciprocates and they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.